I wouldn't have set it up and I wouldn't have checked it.
For anyone listening, we are 7 minutes into trying to log our guest into his email right now. This is minute seven.
So once my security question, the only option they're giving me is what was your first phone number, which makes me think I would have answered that. And I did have a different number and I know that it was 917. So I'm going to try.
Don't say it out loud. Somebody has a number now.
Okay. Would it be your home, your childhood phone number?
No, I already tried that. 748.
Your childhood phone number, 917.
And so then
Matt grew up in New York, so he could have a
917-748.
Stop saying it out loud.
Oh.
Oh, that's a funny number.
Oh.
It's doing something.
Wait, no.
What just happened?
And we did it.
Oh, we got it. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not disappointed. It's good that we got it.
Yeah. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell. And your guests this week are comedians, performers, museum curators, Matt Harkins and Viviana Olin. I overthought your last name again.
Olin.
That's great. We're using this one. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Can we talk?
Yes.
No. Yeah, we're great. Thanks for having us.
Why do you mean? Do you talk?
Oh, I didn't.
Can I also say this is the only time we haven't told the guests to talk during the cold open, and you still got anxious about it.
Well, Matt is pretty rattled, honestly.
And I'm feeling
he's
his
been
energy.
Through, and I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Matt Harkins is rattled. Like that password thing. I don't know you well, but I can see that you're rattled.
Yeah, I was really scared I wouldn't be able to get in at all. But yeah. I'm very proud of myself. I remembered my old phone number.
Yeah, you did.
And under pressure.
And but it's hard with passwords. I change them all the time. I know there was a show called The Family on 2 years ago with Joan Allen, and I made that my passwords for everything at that time.
You made The Family your passwords?
Yeah, well, it was different variations of The Family. One of them is still, I think my...
Don't say that.
I know a lot of his passwords, and I will tell you they're all insane. I find him on them all the time.
And he likes to leave little clues.
Yeah. I put him in my notes app sometimes, but I don't give any context. I know my computer to get onto my computer, which I don't mind saying but it's Michael Lohan Jr.
Okay. But I wish that you didn't do that, and I would love if you went home and changed it.
Okay. I'll change it when I get home.
Just if your
Michael
computer
Lohan
gets
senior.
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay, so we're going to start this show the way we start every episode, which is playing a round of email roulette.
Email roulette.
So you don't have to give identifying information.
Okay.
But there's an individual you would prefer not to have to email.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with that person?
Oh, so not a celebrity?
Oh, was it a celebrity? You bitch.
Several celebrities.
Hold on. I fucking knew it too. When I said
you didn't specify.
I fucking knew it. It's got to be, I fucking knew it. And then I was like, no, I don't need to say it. It needs to be somebody whose email address you have. You
oh,
guys.
No, we have it. It's info@avivadrescher.com.
Yeah.
We almost got it tattooed on us. It's a housewife, Aviva Drescher.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but somebody brought her up during an exhibit, and then we looked at her Twitter, and her Twitter bio is just info@avivadrescher.com. Mm-hmm. She's the one who threw the leg.
I don't know.
Her leg. She threw her leg across the table.
Okay.
And then she said, the only thing that is fake about me is this. And she took her leg off and slammed it on the table.
This is the Real Housewives of
New York.
New York.
New York. Okay, gotcha.
And then when we saw her contact form was info@avivadrescher.com. We thought it was very funny if we got that tattooed. I wanted to get it like a chest tattoo in script, like how people have like live, laugh, love.
Mm-hmm.
And just say info@avivadrescher.com.
And we originally were going to email her because we wanted to ask her if we could ghostwrite her memoir.
Okay.
Well, I think that's why we're going to email her right now.
Yes, it is.
I feel like we're ready.
Okay, excellent. Let's open a box.
Okay. From my email? Okay. Info@Aviva.
Now, is this somebody you have a particular attachment to of the Housewives? Because you love all of them? I don't understand.
Well, yeah. I mean, Aviva Drescher is one of the, I think, better additions to the show over the years. Mm-hmm. She was fired immediately after that episode, but it was great. Like, it was one of the most important moments of the show.
She was fired immediately after?
Well, she didn't come back the next season. She'd been on for two, that was her second season. And then she...
And that was in a finale where that happened.
Finale, last episode. That season was like, I think because she, I think, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe she was fired because she went after Carol Radziwill, who I think is friends with Andy Cohen, and then it was like a whole thing.
Okay.
And she was like, she called her writer girl.
Yeah, use your vocabulary, writer girl.
Yeah.
So normally, Nicole.
Don't they like it when they fight?
It's so, it's.
You can't go
such
too
a
far.
It's like very.
And writer girl is too far?
Well, Carol is, she's the one whose husband was Lee Radziwill, Jackie Kennedy's sister's son. And he died the same year that John Kennedy Jr. died. And so.
And nobody, I imagine nobody really cared that much.
Well, I think it was like, everyone, it was like, you don't talk about this. And then Carol wrote a memoir about that. And then Aviva accused her of having a ghostwriter and not writing it at all. And then it became a whole thing.
Wow.
But I kind of, I didn't mind that, I guess.
But normally when we send
maybe it hit too close to home.
Yeah.
Email roulette emails, when we send them normally, the stakes are it's uncomfortable for the people to email this person. I don't think that's the case here. I think we have to make sure we don't blow it in this case, right?
Yeah, we don't want to blow it.
This is an opportunity. You get one chance. We have to send a good email here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so subject, ghostwriting.
Yeah.
Your
second memoir.
Oh, she's already written a memoir?
Well, she's Leggy Blonde.
Let's put second in parentheses in that subject line.
Oh, should we not say ghost? Is that too strong? Is that like co?
Ooh.
Oh, co-writing? Because
yes,
that was...
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so co-writing your second memoir.
Yes, okay. So first line is, dear writer girl, winky face.
No.
Writer,
okay.
Dear writer woman, winky face.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you don't understand. There's not a lot of no here.
Sometimes it helps have like a totally fresh perspective.
Okay. Dear writer woman, winky face.
Can we start by saying that that moment that you were talking about was the most important in the show's history?
Yes, your
we
last
get
moment.
That in early.
Your last moment on Real Housewives of New York is the most important moment in the show's history.
Your your final moment on Roni. We believe is the most important moment in reality show history.
I don't want to come in too
hard. Should I tell her who I am?
We will do that. Okay. I don't want to come in too hard on you out of the gate, Viviana.
Mm-hmm.
You are a heavy typer.
Yeah.
Right?
You're hearing those keystrokes? You getting those keystrokes at home?
Well,
she's typing.
You're going to do it like you mean it.
Yeah, I guess so.
okay, I'll do
it.
I think this
is a great
softer.
First line. I think this is a great first line. And now let's move on to
I am writing on behalf of the, because this is from both of us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
THNK 1994 Museum.
Unless you want to go it alone.
No. Oh, I didn't introduce you.
Yeah, I think we need to now, but that's a perfect moment.
I'm going to hyperlink while we're doing that.
Okay, great. So I introduced you as comedian, performers, and museum curators, but let's talk about the thing that you were first known for, if not yet most known for.
We, in 2015, started a museum in our apartment dedicated to Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. And then from there, we've done a bunch of other exhibits. In 2016, we did Olsen Twins Hiding from the Paparazzi. Last year, we did an exhibit about this YouTube video of Kim Cattrall doing spoken word jazz poetry. It's like 40 seconds long, but it's really great. And so the whole exhibit was celebrating her and the video. And then we did a summer show, which was with a blogger, Pop Culture Died in 2009. It was about like mid-2000 scandals. And then Real Housewives Pointing Fingers was the last exhibit we did in the fall.
Excellent. But thank you.
Is the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan exhibit like a permanent exhibit and then everything else happens around it?
Yeah, we have that. Everything that's in there is not for sale. So we just always have that up. And then the rotating exhibits are different artists, different pieces by different artists that we sell like a gallery. And those are shows that are sort of, they have nothing to do with the other, but the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan collection, their permanent collection is always on view.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a fashion line. If you go to thnk1994.com/shop. You can find a shirt that says Britney's Instagram is art.
Mm-hmm.
A tote that says cast Joan Cusack Moore. A hat that says I'm an Olsen twin.
Mm-hmm.
Just really all your shopping needs.
And am I wrong? Do you have a First Wives Club t-shirt?
We do.
Yeah.
It just says Bette, Goldie, and Diane.
Mm-hmm.
It's very chic.
Very chic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Somebody once came in and said, are you allowed to just wear a hat that says I'm an Olsen twin? And then we were like, not with that attitude.
I said that?
Yeah, and they picked it up and like dropped it.
It's like, why'd you come?
Don't wear it.
Very strange. Are you allowed to just wear a hat that says you're an Olsen twin?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird thing. People come in and then because we have a storefront now, so people will come in and sometimes they're waiting for a friend. Mm-hmm. And normally we're always there. So we want to talk to them, but sometimes they don't seem to want to do that. But it's immediately weird because there's not a lot of space. So, and there's no music playing or anything. So it's just like, if they're going to choose to not talk to us, then we're both silently sitting in the room. And so this person was a little standoffish. And then, yeah, that was the first move they made was to pick up and drop
the tone.
And set the tone.
Set the tone.
Wow.
And then usually their friend comes and their friend's like the one who planned it and is like really excited and stuff.
I see.
And it's like, get new friends. You know?
Have you thought about playing music?
Yeah, we have. I mean, when it was Christmas, we played Christmas music, but it gets so stressful.
What?
just hearing Christmas
Everything
music over and over again.
Very stressful.
Sometimes a song comes on, and I'm like, I don't want to hear this. It's like a whole thing. You have to go back and change it, and then
you're talking like we've never listened to music before.
I don't. Sometimes it gets too stressful if there's music playing and you're trying to talk to somebody.
Yes, that's definitely the case.
There's just like a lot going on. So then we said no to the music because we have to move around our speakers a lot too, and so then we just stopped playing music. And then, but now, I mean, yeah, why not bring it back?
Okay.
Yeah, great. We got that.
So now when you come visit the museum, we will have music.
There will be music, yes.
By the way, you've put a hyperlink in here to the museum, and the hyperlink is spanning about 12 words.
It got too big.
It's a whole sentence, and that's
But
fine.
You know what? I think it's bold. Yes. I think it's like, click here. I'm going to go with it.
I agree.
I'm writing on behalf of the TH&K 1994 Museum.
That's all hyperlinked.
Should we make
the rest of the email hyperlinked?
Okay, I'm going to hyperlink this.
Yes.
A link to the press page.
Oh, a different one. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm writing on behalf of the TNTK 1994 Museum, and we would love to discuss.
We would love to discuss
the possibility.
Oh, yeah. Buying time.
Of potentially.
In the future.
Collaborating.
In the future, down the road.
Collaborating, that's setting it down.
Okay.
Nope, we're not there yet, though. Okay. Possibility of potentially in the future.
In the future.
Down the road.
No.
Yes.
We're going to look so
too
stupid
crazy.
In front
you
of
don't
her.
Look stupid. You look thorough.
I'm going to actually send this.
Okay. Maybe if you get a trivia question wrong. If you don't, you're never allowed to ask her.
Oh.
I created stakes.
Oh, my okay. God. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Matt, they're too okay with this.
Potentially.
In the future.
In the future. Collaborating.
On a project of your choosing?
On the long-awaited follow-up.
Yes.
To Leggy Blonde.
Yes.
Yes.
Should we pitch a few titles?
Yes.
I am a heavy. Leggy Blonde. Okay.
Oh my God. I just understood that title.
She's got a fake leg.
Oh God. Okay. Can you
one pitch
be
off
problematic
the top of my head?
To yourself? It doesn't matter. Okay. Keep going.
I did have one pitch off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Use Your Vocabulary, Writer Girl, and it's a children's book about Carol Radswell.
Oh, great.
Okay, how about I start a bullet point and we send her some pitches?
Okay.
Here are some possibilities that we think would be a perfect fit. Use Your Vocabulary, Writer Girl.
An educational children's book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's just like, or not even a
child. Wow, you are going to have to spell vocabulary right for this sentence to work, Viviana.
Sometimes she'll draft emails and then I'll go in to like, she'll be like, hey, take a look at, I got a draft in there, take a look. And I'll go in and I'll be like, it's like, I mean, it makes no sense. There's no sentence structure. They run into each other and then it becomes like so deep, like, things that nobody would need to know in a first email.
Mm-hmm.
like almost like what I would imagine like if your dad sent an email. Specifically hers.
I understand.
Yeah. No, I'll write like big sentences and then I'll be like, that doesn't work. And so like instead of rereading it and saying like, how do I change it? I'll just like feel like I've changed it. And so it's like really like several thoughts in the super sentence. But I feel like you get it.
Yeah.
But okay. He's not receiving it. It matters if the receiver gets it. All right. Use your vocabulary, write a girl, an educational children's book.
Okay.
Great.
I'm loosely related to Fran Drescher.
Great. Mm-hmm. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Is that, okay, great. How are they related?
Her husband is, I think, Fran Drescher's cousin. Reed Drescher is her husband.
He's hot.
Yeah.
A family how-to history?
Book?
Oh, a how-to book is great. That's perfect.
How-to book?
Don't worry about it.
She'll get it.
Yeah. She'll get it. Great. And one more. Matt, why don't you throw this one? Let's do like a word completion. You'll say a word. I'll say the next word. You'll say a word. I'll say the next word.
Okay. Life
is
different
for
me
and
my
friends. Oh, that's actually good.
That's really good.
And honestly, Matt, I wasn't trying to, fob off responsibility, but you did do a lot of the heavy lifting words.
Oh, yeah.
No and that's problem. Good. I think it's important that you were willing to do that.
Thank you.
I forgot there was a different Matt in the room.
Yeah. Both Matts. Okay, great. And what's this book?
This is a dazzling confessional.
I'm buying that.
Yeah.
Right. Illustrated.
Dazzling illustrated confessional. Okay, that's good.
Okay, great.
Wait, that's a great idea. Like a just tell all book about what it was like. They probably even their contract, they can't do it. But just something that's like, yeah, life is different for me. Wait, what is it? Life is different for me and my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's just stories from Aviva's like life. And they're just braggy?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good book.
It's a good book.
I don't know if it's a good book. It's a coherent book. And I think that's where the bar was.
New York Times, a bestseller.
Excellent. Okay. And then I think we should include a writing sample.
Okay. Should I get some links?
No, I just want to see what's this email.
Oh, okay. Thomas is picking up my shift.
Great, excellent. So go to that first email.
Okay. Hey, ladies. Great. Thomas is picking up my shift at Fuse tomorrow. Should I just drop it in WIW, sent for my magic wand?
Excellent. So just copy that in.
Below
is a writing sample.
See below for my writing. I love day jobs.
Excellent.
Okay. Should I put that in italics?
Yeah, definitely italics. Yes. Yeah. Should we be formal about this though? From the email entitled, do you know what I mean? And then say the subject line of the email, like give the
Thomas is picking up my shift.
Yeah, an excerpt from the email thread. Thomas is picking up my Nicole.
Yes, no, I'm on board. I'm on board.
Life is different for me and my friends.
From a recent previous.
This is how she writes? Mm-hmm. This is how she writes?
Did you say from a recent previous?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how she writes.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are like, oh, I wrote one good email a while ago.
Okay, and then how do we sign off?
Okay.
Imagine Liza Minnelli wrote an email.
What?
Imagine Liza Minnelli wrote an email. And then I think you're like.
That's how you're describing Viviana's email.
Her email. Her email, or like habits.
If Liza Minnelli wrote emails.
Yeah, where somebody was like thought coming right out onto the.
Wow.
With a lot of personal details.
Excellent. Okay, great. And then how are we signing off? Please contact our representation.
Okay. Please. Our representatives?
Yes.
Who?
What is the inbox Twitter handle? Do we have an inbox Twitter handle?
No.
We don't? Seriously? All right. So what's your Twitter handle?
Mine?
Yeah.
At Matt Straub.
Great.
STR.
MATTSTROUP.
OUP. We just met him.
Great. Okay, cool. Excellent. So we're going to set that aside. And Matt, come hang out.
Oh, we swap.
Okay. All right. Hey, Matt. Wow. Okay. This is a lot. This email's a little overwhelming.
Which one?
Just your email.
Why?
There's just a lot going on.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to notice right away, you have a Google alert for iTanya.
I do, yeah.
How did you guys feel about the movie? Do you mind saying on the record?
We loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And Tanya liked it, and that's all you need to know.
That's fair.
I saw it too, and I enjoyed it.
I also very much enjoyed it. I thought the performances were great.
Allison Janney was so good.
Yeah, and even Margot Robbie.
She's great.
So great.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah, the only complaints I have are like a little like minor things that are like, who cares really? You know, like they got the music wrong, you know.
I was so upset they got the music wrong though. I mean, clearly they couldn't get the rights, but the music that she performed to in Lilyhammer is fucking iconic.
Yeah.
Because unless I'm wrong, it's the Jurassic Park theme song. Yeah. Which is such a batshit fucking bananas choice to make as the music that you dance to.
Yeah. And then when she landed the triple axel, it was the Batman theme song. Which I think adds to it a little bit, but like, yeah, they didn't.
Clearly, too expensive. That to moment, the
it was just, I guess, too expensive. And then that was it.
I thought, I have other thoughts, but they're not good for a podcast.
Also, the only other Google alert I have is for the bug train lady.
What's the bug train lady?
Remember that lady let all those bugs loose on the train?
Oh.
Yeah.
And vaguely.
It was like a Stephen King book. This train, I think it was an F train, got stuck on the bridge. And then also, there happened to be some, I think she said she's a performance artist or something, but she opened up a Tupperware filled with like crickets. And let them all loose, and then everyone had nowhere to go because they were in the middle of a bridge. So I set up an alert for her.
And what's she doing?
There hadn't been any alerts lately. I mean, we can Google bug train.
No, I'm okay. Good. I don't need to. I don't want to.
I was ready to go there.
Okay. So, Matt, let's see what's going on. Anyway, you just have a lot of unread emails, and that like threw me.
I mean, yeah, when we were getting ready, I looked at my email. It's a lot of spam.
Yes, well, let's see what actually is in your spam for a segment we call Spam, Scams, and Creeps.
Spam, Scams, and Creeps.
What do you mean, oh, fuck?
Oh, no.
Spam is the one. What do you mean, oh, no? Spam is the one area you can't get in trouble for because someone else is sending it to you. But you didn't do this.
It's all porn.
Yeah, but everyone knows that. It's not you.
Okay. It's not just me.
Did your mom get hacked?
Oh, my God. There's a spam from my mom. Should I open it?
No.
It's just a link, right? No subject and a link that looks crazy.
No, you know what? They probably just saw I got an email from my mom and used her name.
Oh, you think so?
Mine's over. We can see what the email address is.
Wait, I click on it?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not your mom.
Probably not her email address.
Interesting.
Oh, that's so creepy. I didn't know that. I hate that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at a lot of normal sex spam.
Normal? I hope so.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with sex. I'm just saying like everyone gets sex spam. Yeah. It's not special.
That's all you signed up for it. You
exactly.
Know?
Oh, but also UCBD going right into your sex spam
right
folder.
Into the sex spam folder. Okay. Jizz addiction.
Wait, stop. What? Where? Where is jizz addiction?
Right here. I think that's the one I by accident signed up for a year-long membership.
Matt. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're not saying you accidentally signed up at all. You say you accidentally signed up for a year.
No, yeah. I meant to sign up, but it was like the check was still clicked on. They set it up when you go to the page. There's like a click. This is back when I realized that I didn't need to pay for it.
Right. Really? I mean,
but I do believe in paying for performance.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's the thing we don't even let ourselves talk about, but yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's a lot of that. Next page.
Wait, I just want to know what an accidental membership to jizzaddiction.com costs for a year.
It was a lot. It was like $100.
and was it
so upset.
Came in right at once or like all year you couldn't get out of it and it was charging you every month?
No, it was, yeah, charging me every month. I mean, I think I maybe could have gotten out of it, but I didn't know how to. And then there's I once joined a dating app. I don't know if it was an app, but it was called Squirt.
What do you mean you don't know if it was an app?
Well, I don't know that you could download. I didn't have the app. I only had the website on my phone. It was a web page. And I joined it. And I still am a member and I can't get out of it. It really does not tell you how to get out of it.
They don't want you to. They don't.
But you're getting charged for that?
No, that's free. That was like you had to opt in for like the real access, but they'd charge you. But I didn't do that. But yeah, it's the one like app that I was in that I can't find a way out of.
Four different websites sent you an email titled Ho Ho Hoes!
Yeah.
!!
Okay.
Do we think they're like affiliated websites or do we think
these
everyone is that unoriginal?
No, okay. These are affiliated because I don't go to these. those two because they're too nice, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah.
I like something a little more real.
Not too real.
It's a barber.
What's the blind barber?
A very fancy haircut I got once. And I guess I'm on their email
list. And was it too nice? So you won't go back?
No, it was just, it was in my neighborhood. And then I went and now I'm nowhere near there. And it was.
Gotcha.
No point. And then, yeah, UCB. See a show.
And let's go back as far as possible.
Okay, more. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Okay, so this one, I'm just going to say, this is Cole and Hunter Maverick. I don't watch.
No. You don't, here's the thing, Matt. I'm not bringing shit up. So if you don't want to talk
all looking
about
at it, let's look. And that
no,
is
but
not
you
what
don't
that
need to
like.
Say it on air. Okay, we don't need right. to talk about any of this. You don't need to be shamed.
Okay, here's another one for
There's
my mom.
Susan Harkins, yeah, trying to get you to go to where?
Yeah, jeez. Right after. Okay.
Your Museum mom trying to get you to go to Backyard Betty's?
Yeah.
Backyard Betty's. Why does so many come under her name?
I don't know. Yeah, this one random person that you know.
Oh my God, my old babysitter.
Don't say, we gotta re-bleep that.
She was my old babysitter and she is trying to get me to go to Nebraska Prosthetics, which it really checks out for her. So I don't know, this one might be real. She was my old babysitter and then she always sends
fudge.
That is
not real.
Yeah.
She always sends fudge?
She sends fudge every year and then my family's always like, don't eat it, it's probably poisoned. But she sends so much, like a package every year and it's fudge.
Wait, don't eat it. It's probably poison. Why would she send poisoned?
She was a strange lady. But so the, and then I think they don't like they don't trust her.
Wow.
She got this kid's book for my little brother and it was like I think it's a very popular kid's book, but it's also incredibly weird. It's like about a mom and like she every night rocks her child to sleep.
I love you forever. I like you for always.
Yeah, she keeps doing it. And then it's like every, she sneaks in at night to rock her son
I know
to
that
sleep.
Book.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he grows up and he's like a teenager and she's sneaking in and like picking up her teenage son and rocking him.
Yes.
And then it like just goes like all the way up until he's an adult. And then when she's older, he does it to her.
He carries her.
And
right?
then I remember she got that and my parents were just like, This is a very strange book.
Well, you know, when Rosie O'Donnell had her talk show, you know, she made Tickle Me Elmo. She made it. And
you mean made it a thing.
Made it a thing.
She didn't manufacture it.
No, she didn't manufacture it. But she was like, she showed it on her show and then you could not get it. And then she brought that book on. She's like, this is weird. And everybody was, and it's like, you're trying to destroy this book. She's like, no, it's just weird.
Yeah, I agree with everything Rosie O'Donnell says. Here's the elephant in the room. What you didn't see is that one of these porn things sent me a dad and son.
Matt, I just told you didn't have to talk about it.
I have to. It's so weird if we're not going to talk about it. I feel like I need to explain that. Like, first, I could bring you to the site that's their fault for saying that. Listen,
and
I
they're not really dad and son.
They're
probably.
Not. They're not. Yeah. yeah. Anyway.
I had to get that.
We knew.
Yeah, I know. So then, but it has. It's so weird. We don't talk about it, and you know.
But I'm just saying, like, we knew it, they're not real.
People at home need to know.
People at home didn't know about it at all because it's a oral show, not a visual show.
Yeah. Well, now you tell them.
Here's one from the Museum of the City of New York: The Future of New York City.
You never worked there, did you? Work there?
I did work there.
You did work there.
I did. Yeah. Next page.
No, this is the last one.
Oh, that's it. That's okay. it?
Yeah, that's
I
it.
I wish that I would have checked this before going on. But this was, yeah, this is a good spam.
It was great spam. Okay.
Great spam. Great
Switch
spam.
Hello?
Hey, Matt, it's Nicole. With thousands of athletes going for the gold right now, it got me thinking. With all that Dollar Shave Club has been doing lately, as the clear champions of the bathroom, they deserve a gold medal.
At DollarShaveClub.com, they deliver everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. Dollar Shave Club, first of all, is more than just razors. They have everything you need to look, smell, and feel your best. Shampoo, body wash, toothpaste, and of course, the best razors I've used. You get an amazing, high-quality shave every morning from the Dollar Shave Club Executive Razor. And the linchpin to any morning routine is their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. It helps the razor glide gently across your skin. But Nicole, that's not all. Are you ready for this?
I am ready, Matt.
This is a big one for me. Dollar Shave Club is better than shopping in a store. Now, anytime I go into a store looking for toiletries or razors or anything like that, it should be a two-minute trip I get lost. I'm in there for like 30 minutes. I can't find anything. But Dollar Shave Club delivers everything to you. That means no more trips to the store, wandering the aisles, hunting for razors, shampoo, toothpaste, taking valuable time out of your day. They send everything to you, Nicole. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Matt, it's hard to get lost on the way to your own mailbox.
This is true.
And can I just interject? You know, I'm not an Olympic judge, but I got to say that I think the Amber Lavender Body Cleanser, if I was a judge, would be an easy 10. On like a 10, do they still, is it still a 10-point scale? You can tell him, you can say I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay, well, it's whatever the equivalent of 10 is. Is it really not 10s anymore? It used to be though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's whatever it is now. What is it, like 100 scale?
It's like in the hundreds, yeah.
It's in the hundreds?
Yeah.
I guess like 100 for technical and then like 100 for artistry. That's where I'm, that's what I'm saying, the Amber Lavender Body Cleanser. That's where I'm at.
All right.
That's personal opinion.
Okay, I'm with you.
And yeah, Matt, I think just like go for the gold. Join Dollar Shave Club today, and for just $5 with free shipping, you'll get their Shit Shower Shave Starter Set. It has the 6-blade executive razor plus trial sizes of shave butter, the body cleanser I talked about, and one wipe Charlie's. Then keep the blades coming in for a few bucks more a month. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/inbox. That's dollarshaveclub.com/inbox.
Okay, Viviana, we heard about it, and so now we need to see it. We're going to go to a segment called What's in the Drafts?
What's in the box?
So I would like to see a Viviana draft.
Okay,
so click on your drafts.
What's in my drafts? Well, 1-2 info to vivadresher.com.
Of course, of course, of course.
Let's see. There's sometimes I'll just here's my sister sends me Google alerts myself.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm looking for an email that you've written.
Which one? Greetings from this is my first email draft to
Vivadresher.
Wait, the person that you are writing an email to for email roulette, you guys already attempted an email to.
Well, yeah. So here's how far we got it, to info of vivadresher.com. Mm-hmm. Greetings from the THNK 1994 Museum co-curator. I say that because I don't think Matt said I could do it from our joint. And so I was like, I'll just fucking do it.
What do we have here?
Hi, Aviva, comma, we'd love.
And then you stopped.
Then I stopped.
I want to find a long Viviana email. So go to, what's this one?
I was trying to set up. This is to our artist, Laura.
Okay.
This is, we're trying to do.
That actually looks like a perfectly professional email.
It was really good professional email. I used to work, be admin. So this is like some admin stuff that's work.
I saw the word schnitzel in there somewhere.
Schnitzel house. That's because I do these like things where you plant things. Find a weird one.
Go back up.
I'll work. I have no idea what this is about.
Okay, read it.
So is this the website Greg built might build not immediate?
What does that mean?
Wait, what?
Mean for a website?
So is the website Greg might build not immediate? If not, let me know because I'll do a published PDF Google Doc. This was an admin email. This lady I worked for was hiring this guy to build a website, and That's a stupid email.
Not immediate.
Is the website not immediate? go back to per event emails.
These are all for that admin.
Back down. That's fine. What are you saying? Okay. All for that admin.
Okay. Oh, this is when this lady was about to fire me. Okay. Yeah.
So you were about to get fired from a job.
Fired by Nelly, who I hate. Apparently I was dropping the ball.
Okay, so can you read your email in response to dropping the ball?
Okay, so it is my priority. Every day it is. There hasn't been one day since I started that I don't do it. I've been asking for weeks for one day off a week, and I know it is now going to start next week, but that is me trying to communicate that I need certain boundaries in order to be the most productive.
First sentence.
There becomes issues when MK asks me to do something if it isn't done right away. When I've expressed that I can't do things, usually the first response is, yeah, you can. I don't have the personality type to be, and then I stop.
Calm down.
Did you ever respond to this?
I don't know. Maybe she called me. She fired me shortly after this.
Okay, so you have been fired.
Yeah. I think her expectations were wrong. And you know what? I did need a day off. Okay.
How many days were you working?
No, like some days it would just be like 10 minutes, but it's like you want me. No, but I think like you work somewhere for a year, you need like one day where you just don't look at your phone.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that's not crazy, right?
No, that's not
right?
crazy.
Look at Matt Ram, right?
I do remember that.
Okay. Yeah.
And here's another email to this person, and I would really love for you to read this other email.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And this person was hiring you to do admin work?
Yeah, but on the remote.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you were being asked to type things.
Read this.
Okay.
Update.
It's called Subject Update. Hey, I know I'd mentioned I would know more yesterday, and I do.
Sorry, take this one again.
Hey, I know I'd mentioned that I would know more yesterday, and I do, and I just wanted to update you. Who knows if, when this thing is going forward, but I was able to ask a lot of questions about timelines and stuff. I don't want to read that.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Anyways, I feel, basically there was a project and I was like, I don't know when it's going to like happen. Anyways, I feel confident that I should still work here for at least the next year. I know I'm behind on a lot of emails from yesterday.
And then the email just ends?
And then it just ends.
So did she ever get an update?
I don't know. Maybe I see why I was fired now. Maybe that one's just empty.
Okay. What is this one?
Okay, hold on. Okay, to put a pin, how to get drainage rocks to different locations, possibly send a van driver on one big drop-off, monthly or biweekly. Everyone do Greg assignment. This is notes for a meeting, and I put them in here, I think.
Okay.
But I think I gave up after two, because I was like, she would have me on to do notes, and I was like, I don't want
to. I can't believe you don't work there anymore.
It's weird, right? She actually had to, you know, sell the company.
Oh. Because of you?
You know, because of her, I feel.
Okay. Okay, so what is the history of the friendship between the two of you?
We met once for donuts.
We met through UCB,
mm-hmm.
and then we talked to each other at a few parties, and we were like, well, let's hang out. We went to donuts once, then Matt disappeared for like 6 months, but then I couldn't get him out of my mind, so I started asking everybody where he went, and then Katie Simon found him, and then he came over, and we became best friends.
What did you do when you came over?
Oh, it was to film a web series that she had, which was about her cats, her roommate's cats.
Mm-hmm. It's called Theatric Cats.
Yeah. And it was she would make them stage like classic plays in literature. And I think that one was A Streetcar Named Desire.
And he had not read it or seen it or known anything about it. And he was also allergic to cats. And so we made a video, and then we just like spent like months like chain smoking and watching Housewives and swiping on Tinder.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So here's what we have right now, like a crucial moment at the really beginning of the blossoming of this friendship. So you just said Katie Simon said she had run into him.
Yeah.
We're looking at an email from Viviana. Matt, would you read this email?
Oh my God.
Katie Simon said she ran into you and we should put each other in our bit show submissions. I'm submitting three. Want me to add your name? Also, hi, how are you? Send for my magic wand.
Wow. You have not changed that.
No,
ever.
It's classic. Georgie came up with it.
Oh, it's great. Great. Does Georgie also have that?
No, she just once said, you're always on your magic wand. And I was like, oh, that's great.
That's great. Okay. And then you responded.
I said, yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm submitting one. I'll add you if that's okay. I'm doing good. How about you? Want to hang out sometime? I have a new phone number.
Don't read it.
No. So we can casually text each other.
And then Viviana said,
oh my God, I have up until today been texting a stranger a lot and thinking you were ignoring me. That's actually true. Yes, please, please, please. Can we hang sometime? Put me in your bit show and I'll put you in all mine. I'll text you my number in a few. Got your number. I would never ignore you. Although for some reason, I'm still going through email to communicate with you. Let's meet up next week sometime. I get done work at 8 every day. And then Viviana said, I start work at 6 every day. But I'm off Friday and Saturday.
Wait, no, you said I get done at work at 6 every day, and she said I start work at 6 every day. So this almost couldn't have happened, this friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But magic.
Mm-hmm.
Magic wands.
Magic.
Made it happen.
Yeah, she worked overnights at a hotel.
Yeah.
I worked at the 9/11 museum.
Yeah, you did. For how long? A while?
A year and a half, I think. I think it was a year and a half. I was a tour guide.
Yeah, what else?
That's it. And somebody died on my tour.
What the fuck?
Isn't that crazy? I like to say I bored them to death.
Wait, someone seriously dropped dead.
I was giving a tour, and then it was like, I mean, there's not a darker story I could ever tell, but it was at the 9/11 museum. I was giving a tour, and a priest brought his mother. And then she was very gray. She was in a wheelchair. And my whole note that I would always get from like my boss was like, it's too boring. You have to liven it up. And I was always like, well, that's like a little weird, no? To like jazz up 9/11. I mean, that's what they wanted. And also my tour is really short because they wanted it to be an hour. And I was like, I think 30 minutes is like the limit of people have, but I don't, you know, whatever you say. And then, so yeah, I was giving a tour and it was like, I was talking, doing the whole thing. And then I noticed looked a little like kind of out of it, but she was checking in with her son, the priest. So I was like, whatever. And then I was talking at a certain point, and then I heard him shouting, "Mom, Mom." And then he was like, "Oh my God, get a doctor." And then her head had rolled back. And then I ran and sprinted and started calling for the security guard. But I, halfway through doing it, realized, oh, this is like not the place you want to run and scream like security without causing like a huge panic. So I was like, let me tone it down a little bit. And then I like casually went up to him and was like, "Hi, I think we're having an issue on this tour, blah, blah, blah." And then he came over and they wheeled her off. And then I finished the tour, cause I didn't know what else
to do. What else do you do?
Sure.
And then,
and the son stayed?
No, he left.
No, he didn't stay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But no, but he left a sibling on the tour who had, I don't know what it was, like some sort of developmental, thing. So I didn't know what to do. The story sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's just a lot of humanity crashing into itself.
I mean, I don't know. I wanted to finish it. And then I made sure that at the end that they were able to connect with each other. But yeah.
He left behind a sibling?
Wait, I wanted to make sure they were able to connect with each other, but, but it didn't happen.
I had another tour like right after. I told my boss and everything and they handled it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Whoa. But you know that she died?
I mean, she didn't look alive or responsive.
But you don't know what happened, even?
No, I have no clue what happened. There was no follow-up. I asked my boss.
No, maybe she didn't die, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I can't imagine leaving part of your family behind while dashing off with another family member.
I guess, like, what are you going to do? But, I mean, also, it was just such a weird... I mean, that whole experience was so weird. There was, like, a girl there. I mean, there was, like, a lot of times families would bring their, like, teenage girl on a tour. And, obviously, she doesn't want to hear about 9/11.
Right.
Like, and she's in New York with her family. She wants to go to, like, Justin Timberlake's restaurant. She wants to see Times Square. And then I have to, like, give this whole speech about, like, all these terrible things. She would just, like... It'd always be like staring at you, like shut up, and it was like, girl, I know, like I don't want to be.
Like I've already shaved 30 minutes off of this tour for you.
Trying my best here,
right? Was the tour where the woman passed out?
Yeah,
I'm using that. I'm saying that's what it was. On the longer side, like, did that buy you time? Did you hit an hour?
No. I really ran through it because I was like, I don't know what we got to get. It was, and then because the other people
wait,
on the
went
tour
faster.
Yeah, the other people on the tour were like, they were. It was. I found it so odd that the rest of the people on the tour. So I think halfway through I said, my supervisor came down and was like, just keep going. And then I found it very weird that the other people on the tour were like within a minute asking more questions about like the facility and how was this built? And tell, it was like, I was like, did we not all just see what happened?
Holy shit.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. They and then we finished that tour and then there was like another one right after.
Wow.
I thought I saw William H. Macy there one time. That's a much more fun story, but it wasn't.
So what's the story?
That is a fun story.
I was like, I thought it was William H. Macy. That's it. One time, another person said that they gave a tour to Katie Couric.
Wow.
And I do not believe them to this day. I just feel like if Katie Couric was coming, there would have been a better rollout. And he was like, yeah, I just had her on a tour. She asked a lot of questions.
I don't believe that either. Right. I don't believe it either.
Yeah. But I'm also, one last thing I'll say about that museum is that when I first started working there, they had a photo. I'm from New York. They had a photo of New York that was dated wrong. And I told my boss, he said, don't worry about it. Don't make a big deal of it. And then he told his like supervisor and they changed the date. And then I didn't get any credit for it.
Credit.
Where
stealing.
Would they have credited you?
As like a whistleblower.
No, I think the idea behind whistleblowing is you don't want the credit. You just want it to be better.
No.
Where in the 9/11 museum do you think they're supposed to credit photographic whistleblowers?
He wanted credit, just job credit. He wanted the person at the top of the food chain to be like, Oh, that was you? Cool. Good catch.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel that they made me feel crazy when I brought it up.
I see.
Right. And like, that, don't, that was,
exactly. Like, don't, like, that's not your job. Don't worry about it. And then, like, and then it was changed. And then I felt thought, that there was no.
I thought you meant photo by X, correction by Matt Harkins.
Would have been nice. I would have taken that.
Wait, how did they, what do you mean they, because I can guess off the top of my head, but that can't possibly be true. How did they mistime the photo?
Well, this was kind of what, when we first started our museum, why we felt, I felt like we could like do this, because like you'd look around and like they'd make a, you'd give a tour. They treated the tour guides like we were all like, you know, stupid.
Right.
And then they would like show us like a video installation and go into how specific and detailed it is. And it was an iPad in a case. And I was like, I can see it's an iPad. We can all see it's an iPad. We're all acting like it's not an iPad. We're calling it like a visual, you know, thing. And they would like hype it up. And then I saw that they had two photos. It was by a photographer who, and this is why it was weird to me. It was a photographer who was claiming that they had taken a photo the night before September 11th of Battery Park City. And then the day of, and it was a before and after September 10th, September 11th. But the before photo was missing. I grew up in New York. I remember going to the Battery Park City movie theater. It wasn't in the photo. So I was like, that photo is not from the night before. It's from like years before. And I was like, I don't think that this is right. Like it's not, it's an error in like a museum that has billions maybe of dollars.
And also that just bare minimum accuracy has to be a fundamental tenet of a museum.
And I felt like that was like kind of what, you know, we were like training or whatever. I was like, that's probably my job. So then I said something and then they were like, yeah, no, you're not. And then it was like, and then they just kind of changed the date. So I was like, if this $1 billion project is just putting up prints of photos that they blew up real big and got the date wrong and shoving some iPads around, then I do think that we could do that in our hallway.
Right. Yes. And you did.
Yeah.
Wait, but now was the photographer also lying or were they just creating a was the museum responsible for the inaccuracy, or was the photographer like, oh, I took this right before?
Well, if they'd have included me, I would have known. But
oh, but you don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know where the lie started.
I don't know where it started. Wait, I wasn't able to track it down.
But that experience really was the impetus for starting a museum? Really
well, no,
was?
Viviana had the idea. Because we watched this documentary about Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, and then she was like, we should turn our hallway into the museum. And I think the reason I was like, yeah, was because like I was like, yeah, I mean,
it's not that hard.
It's like, yeah, it's like, I think that's possible.
Yeah. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it remains possible. Viviana, get back here. Oh, you were doing that without a headset.
He's been headsetless the whole time.
Wow.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I'm just realizing like, oh, you're having like a slightly different experience than the rest of us.
I am.
Yeah. That's wear it next time to see how it feels.
Okay.
Okay. Viviana.
Hey.
It's time for a segment called Dining In.
Dining In.
So we want to look at your seamless orders.
Okay. Let's say search seamless?
Yes. How often do you think, off the top of your head, how often do you think you guys order seamless?
Now listen.
Oh boy, every day.
She couldn't even get out. Now listen, she's about to give a warning.
Actually, no. A lot of this is just advertisements.
No. Oh, it may be coming through on our, let me pull up our,
we
our seamless account.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, that's right. You guys don't have a kitchen.
We don't have a kitchen, no.
Because there's a museum where a kitchen would be?
The museum is not technically
It was
zoned.
Advertised as a live workspace.
It was kind of a kitchen. It's like a lot of rooms, three bathrooms,
gotcha.
But no kitchen.
Gotcha.
Have I been to this one? I have been,
no,
right?
Not yet. I don't think so.
Okay. I can't remember. What have you done in this one?
Oh, no. We do Grubhub.
It's got a storefront. Oh, it's like a basic, like, it's about the size of this, but like 12-foot ceilings.
But I mean, what, thank you for describing a room. Which exhibits, what was your first exhibit here?
Oh, in this space, we did this exhibit, Yamake Piebo, a celebration of
okay.
King Catral.
So no, I haven't been there.
Yeah, and then two others.
Okay.
Things. Okay, cool. Where did you do the Olsen Twin exhibit?
In an old doctor's office.
And you did not live there?
No, we didn't live there.
Okay.
But be much nicer where we are now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well.
No.
No, yeah.
But it was right by Pete's place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so found it. We do Grubhub, not Seamless.
Okay, great. And you're still ordering a lot.
Yeah, so yesterday was the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So I got sushi on the 14th.
I didn't know that.
Well, you were gone. He was gone.
Yeah.
We were going to go see the Lindsay Lohan rave, and he went to his boyfriend's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the 14th, we got, before he went to his boyfriend's, we got Centani.
I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fact that there's a boyfriend in the picture,
mm-hmm.
and you come back to share the kitchenless museum home is a huge act of love, I think.
Yeah.
I would be sleeping outside.
On whose
boyfriend's
part? On his part?
On your part.
On my part?
Yes. I'm just saying, I think it is an act of love that you come home to your home with Viviana at all.
Wait, we both have boyfriends. We both have boyfriends now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm in love.
How long?
Since October.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's a director. He's an art dealer, director of an art dealer. International.
Okay. You had me until international.
No, he's very international. Is he not, man? He's very international.
Oh, he's very international.
He was just at Art Basel.
What?
He was just at Art Basel.
In Switzerland?
It's in Miami.
Okay. This is the second time today, and the first time was off mic. It was in the restroom, that you have referred to something as global or international that is specific to the United States of America. She told me you guys are going to Portland and Seattle this year, and that you guys are going global because you're going to Portland and Seattle this year.
No. We are planning LA and then London in the summer.
You never said London. Okay.
We're going global this year. And if I tell you that we're going global, maybe that is personal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we not talk about that? That's personal? That's where you're going to draw the personal line?
Do we have to re-bleep global?
I guess we have to re-bleep global.
I said it in the restroom.
You didn't. You said it walking into the
Yes, my boyfriend is very international, very chic, and he has his own apartment. And so,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I didn't know.
Well, now you do.
Okay.
But yeah, we do both go. We have a place to go.
Yes.
Which is nice. But then, yes, we do
come back.
We do come back.
Yeah. That's lovely. That's good. That's good balance, I think.
Because our boyfriends do not watch Housewives.
Yeah. Oh, so you have to go watch it somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so you ordered on the 15th. Alone.
Alone. I was alone, but on the 14th, I was not alone. We ordered Santani. That's an Italian restaurant.
Oh.
Earlier in the day on the 14th, we ordered ramen.
So this is like every meal.
No, because sometimes we'll...
Oh, we tried to get into Soylent.
Oh, yeah, no, we tried to do Soylent. Mm-hmm. There's so much in our basement if you would like some.
You're such assholes.
I think you need... Oh, yeah, always so. Because if he doesn't eat breakfast or have coffee right away, he's grumpy. Because his body's a machine. You know what I mean? It's constantly burning.
I can see that.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is right. Okay.
Yeah, so, but we'll go, like, for breakfast, we'll go to the deli. Sometimes for lunch, we'll go to the deli. That's really the only option.
Right. I mean, because you guys don't have a kitchen, so it is hard.
Yeah. We did get a mini fridge recently, and we had a lot of big plans for that. But then a pipe burst, it was in our basement, and then a pipe burst in our basement, and we can't go down there right now.
What were the big plans for the mini fridge? Is
that your yogurt?
Wait, hold on. You just tried to sell us Soylent from your basement.
Yeah, it's all in the basement. So
I don't think
sealed.
Oh, I guess so.
Okay, so how many can we not put you down for?
Wait, why didn't you move the mini fridge to your bedroom?
It's so heavy. Once you get
upstairs
it down there.
Upstairs is museum.
It's museum.
But where's the bedroom?
I sleep in museum.
I also sleep in museum.
I sleep in museum.
I have a lot of clutter. Put all my things in a bag.
It's one big room.
Everything I have can go in a bag real quick and go right down into the basement. I still put things there when people are going through the museum, but I sleep up there.
He sleeps in the upstairs loft. I sleep in the downstairs.
I sleep on an American flag futon in Nancy's floor. And then she's on the Tanya floor.
In what?
Lost its leg.
The futon's lost its leg, so sometimes I'll bring it out. Sometimes I'll just be like, "Let me floor it." But I'm right by the heater, so that's really the golden space right now. We are in one open room, so we cannot. I mean, we can't masturbate. You know, that's like off the table.
Which really makes that accidental jizz addiction membership so much more poetic and painful.
You know, catch our times, you know. But like we can talk to each other all night. But then sometimes we'll say door closed. And that means the conversation's to end.
That's so healthy. And do you guys really respect that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Because it's like when you say that, it's like you have like, you know, we're done with each other for the day.
Yeah. I think, it is like a kind of marriage that you guys work and live together that closely. And it does sound like you've found like a very healthy, the emotional arrangement is very healthy.
Yeah.
If you are sleeping on floors.
Did you guys actually both say I sleep in museum?
Just oh yeah, going back I let to that. That go. It just made it syntactically. I was like, I know where they're coming from.
State of mind. You
do
know?
People know you sleep in museum?
It, some do, some don't. I kind of gauge. I think I'm much more. I think Vivian is much more ready to say, like, you know, we sleep here. sometimes I'll, you know, want to hold that back, I guess, a little bit.
I mean, we are, like, getting older, you know, so it's like, but not, we're not old.
No.
But it does, I think, get less cute, maybe. And so we're looking at that.
You know, like.
I don't know that it gets less cute. I still think it's pretty cute. It maybe feels less cute.
Okay, so it still looks cute from the outside?
I would say yes.
Okay.
As a person who loves you, it's also concerning.
Mm.
But yeah, still cute, especially when you call it I sleep in a museum. Yeah. Yeah, it's precious.
It is nice, like, looking at, like, well, like, when the pipe burst and, like, there was, like, no water, they put us in the Best Western down the street for the night. And, oh, my God, a bed that just is, like, a bed. You don't got to make it something else. And then, like, there was, like, it was just two beds next to each other, a TV, a mini fridge. A big bathroom.
We know what a hotel is. We know what a hotel is.
Tell me more. Wait. I'm writing this down.
A microwave. We don't have a microwave. But wasn't it so nice? Like
it was. I mean, it was so nice.
And we were sleeping right next to each other. But we do think that like our ideal situation could be like a setup like that, like hospital bed or something. You know what I mean?
Just did
like,
you guys do a doors closed at the Best Western thing?
No, it was one room.
Okay.
So that was even closer quarters. But the fact that it was a bed. I think was very much like glamorous, you know, and there was a tub.
Sink in the bathroom.
Yeah, sink in the bathroom right now. That's not something we have.
One bathroom has a sink, the other has a shower, and then the other has a sink as well and a toilet, but that's downstairs.
Oh, okay.
They all have toilets.
In the basement.
Yeah.
There's also no mirrors in the house.
No mirrors.
And
that's been nice.
I think that's been not good for me because I don't put makeup on anymore.
But, you know, most houses don't come with mirrors. You have to get them. Oh, I guess you mean like in a bathroom.
In a bathroom.
I guess bathrooms do come with mirrors. Yeah. Okay. And there are no mirrors in your bathrooms?
Mm-mm.
That's wild. That isn't usual. I came down too hard. That isn't usual. What is nice pizza?
That's nice pizza.
Oh.
That's international.
I'm not a fucking idiot. It's spelled the same way. It looks like your company is nice pizza.
No, it's nice pizza.
Where's that located?
How do you know that's not nice pizza?
Is it not Nice Pizza?
No, it's Nice Pizza.
It's Nice.
Yeah. How do you know?
Nicole, it's Nice.
Do you know?
It's pretty clear.
Well, if you
it's
have based, to ask.
It's based on the style that they cook in Nice, Italy.
No, it's a French pizza. It's French. I was going to say French theme, but it's a French pizza place.
It's French. Viviana, I didn't know where Nice was either, so don't be mad. Nice is in France?
It's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that?
Yeah, I've been to Nice.
Did you know Nice was in France, Viviana?
Vivian just looked at me in complete disbelief. I'm international too. This dude's international.
What the fuck does he mean?
You've been to Nice?
I'm sorry. That was so rude. I don't know you. How was it? Was Nice nice?
Oh, she loved that.
Yeah. It was great.
I think it's nice pizza.
Okay, what else?
All right. Okay, guys.
Nicole, I have to ask before we go into this.
Normally, do we want to reverse the rules?
I think so because they want to send the email. Do you guys want to send this email as it's composed or would you rather not?
Not as it's composed.
Yeah, no, not as composed.
So you guys need to try to get this right then to avoid sending this. And then you can send your own email.
I think it's close.
Are those the stakes?
It's close. It's close to something I think I'd be comfortable sending.
Okay, well, let's go back and let's read what we're talking about sending.
Yes, it's Dear Writer Woman. Oh, that's the title. Co-writing your second memoir is a fabulous subject. It is.
Okay, so. Subject line.
Okay. That's all good.
No, you're just going to read it.
Oh. Co-writing your second memoir. And then keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the body of the email. Just starts out with Dear Writer Woman.
And it's a hyperlink.
That's a hyperlink. What?
To Think 1994.
Oh,
okay. Press.
Oh, right. Press.
Okay. Your final moment on Real Housewives of New York, we believe, is the most important moment in reality show history. I am writing on behalf of the THNK 1994 Museum.
And hyperlink.
And we would love to discuss the possibility of potentially in the future collaborating on the long-awaited follow-up to Leggy Blonde. So I'm just going to take out, I would love to discuss.
No, you can't change anything.
Oh, okay. Here are some possibilities that we think would be a perfect fit. Use your vocabulary, writer girl, an educational children book. children's?
Nope, okay. Don't fix it.
Can't fix it. Okay. I'm loosely related to Fran Drescher, a how-to book. No dashes. Life is different for me and my friends. A dazzling illustrated confessional.
Love that one.
Love that one. See below for my writing sample, an excerpt from a recent previous email. Thomas picking up my shit. Hey, ladies. Thomas is picking up my stuff at Fuchsia tomorrow. Should I just drop it in WIW? Send for my magic wand. Please contact our representatives. Your handle. We just met him.
Okay.
So, it's a batshit crazy email, but it's only a little bit off.
If you get this wrong, you are sending this email.
If you get this wrong, the good news, guys, you have to get it wrong three times. I was getting confused by that. Three times.
Yep.
Okay.
You get three chances.
Okay. Matt, go for it.
Okay.
Remember, Nicole and I are on your side here. We do not know the answer. This is composed by Ben. Okay. On April 3rd, 1995, John Wainwright became Amazon's first ever customer purchasing a book from the online retailer. And in 2015, to honor the company's 20th anniversary, a building on their Seattle campus was named after Wainwright, located on 535 Terry Avenue. What was the title of this historic first sale?
Wow, so I'm going to say a lot of information we don't need in here.
So much misdirection. Very
huge
smart.
Misdirection. I would say the question boils down to, on April 3rd, 1995, John Wainwright became Amazon's first ever customer purchasing a book from the online retailer. What was the title of this historic first sale?
I agree, but I do like the details. Okay.
Yep.
Is it A? Okay, let's start spitballing here. Let's start spitballing titles. We have all the titles in the world to choose from. Okay, here we go. A, Critical Social Theory, Culture, History, and the Challenge of Difference by Craig Calhoun. B, Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought by Douglas Hofstadter. C, The Rainmaker by John Grisham. D, Kandinsky Compositions by Magdalena Dabrowski. Wow.
I want to say Rainmaker.
I know. I think that one's there, though, to just because other first two are such headaches.
Yeah.
Rainmaker's there to draw you in. I'm not saying you're wrong, but that feels like such a relief after those first two titles.
Okay,
you know?
So then I think it's basically you can get rid of Rainmaker because that's to trip you up. You can get rid
is
of...
Is it so simple? You know, what are people really buying?
No, but here's the thing, and I don't know who wrote these questions.
It's Ben. We told you.
Oh, sorry. But I think it's between the first two choices because they're so similar.
Yeah.
So those were what again?
Critical Social Theory, Culture, History, and the Challenge of Difference by Craig Calhoun.
Okay.
B, Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought by Douglas Hofstadter. That is a mouthful of a title.
I'm going to say that one.
You're leaning toward B.
B. A, the first one is... It's all C's, so that sounds not right. And then the Rainmaker, I do feel, is a trap. And so I'm going to say the computer models.
Okay. Viviana, are you comfortable with that?
I do feel like Matt's a little psychic, so it does not behoove me to challenge him in some things. I will just, like, for the record, say I feel like it's Rainmaker, but I'm going to back Matt on this.
Okay, great.
Well, if you feel like it's Rainmaker, I'll go.
Wait, but guys, you may get a second. If you get this wrong,
okay,
you guys can have at it with Rainmaker.
Let's do B.
Correct.
Wow. I told you he's psychic. He knows things. It
was
scary.
Wild. And the logic was faulty.
No.
Yes, the logic was the first one had too many C's.
Had too many C's. If it's a book, it's gone through several people.
I did notice that. Ben, is that a real book?
Two of the C's are that the man's name is Craig Calhoun.
Hey, Matt, I'm with Matt on this one. I'm with you. I noticed the C's. It threw me off too.
Okay.
It's a real book.
Well, he used too many C's in the title along with his name. Just can you pass that note along to him, Ben, please?
Well, there you go. You don't have to send this.
Well, you guys are going to revise this and then send it, right?
I think we could.
I think we should. I mean, this is now our second attempt.
You guys punch that up a little bit and send it and let us know what happens, please.
Yes, okay. Would you please? BCCS. Okay. Don't CCS. BCCS.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You have Matt's Twitter handle, so you'll be able to figure out his email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, next guys, question. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
us.
Did you say next question? Did you whisper next question? Do you have anything? Is there anything we didn't get to? Anything you'd like to let the world know?
THNK1994.com. Join our mailing list. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Any exciting plans for the new year?
Oh, yeah. We have new exhibits coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be very international. Spring in LA, we hope.
Excellent. Anything in New York before then?
Well, we're always around.
We're here.
Nothing brand new. But everything, there's like things. If you're not interested in seeing the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan collection.
Would be insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have some Real Housewives paintings from the Pointing Fingers exhibit. They're still up.
You can come just to talk to us. We're available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring your dogs. We like visitors, dogs.
And dogs allowed. Museum dogs allowed.
Oh, yeah. Dogs allowed.
Yeah. And cats.
It'd be so weird to bring a cat to a museum.
Bet you could do it.